Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Vegemite, the true story of the man who invented an Australian icon, written and read by Jamie Callister. As the young Cyril Callister approached the dinner table, his assistant held out a feather in a trembling hand. There was a hush among the audience, for all seven siblings knew this might be the last such performance. The older boys would soon be leaving on an uncertain journey. It was exciting, if somewhat hazardous, living with a budding scientist. In the early days, before half the brood was even born, it was their father, William Callister, who had mesmerised the family with his conjuring tricks, the phosphorus that had glowed with a ghoulish green light on his fingertips, the bottles of water that would miraculously change colour. Cyril assisted, watching intently and deducing by careful observation the sorcerer's secrets. Shortly after he completed primary school, the mantle was passed to him. In the ensuing years, the Callister family witnessed many amazing feats and the occasional disaster. On one occasion, Cyril nearly gassed them all while distilling a volatile brew of hydrogen sulfide and ammonia. The resulting rotten egg stench had stunk out the house for days. On another occasion, he combined zinc and hydrochloric acid to produce sufficient hydrogen to elevate a small Indian rubber balloon. But the exploding spider was the firm family favourite. In the middle of the table, at a safe distance from curious young fingers, stood a wire cake stand. On it rested a thin sheet of paper smeared in a browny black paste. Cyril took the feather from his sister and with a flourish and a twirl moved it towards the stand. When the feather was just about to touch the paper, he hesitated a moment for effect, just like his father before him. As ever, there was a collective gasp. Then in a flash it was done. The feather had barely brushed the paper when there was a loud bang and a shot of flame, accompanied by a cloudburst of violent smoke. Shrieks of delight erupted around the table. The ammonia and iodine solution had worked its wonders again. William beamed with pride. Cyril gave the feather a final ceremonial flourish, and Aunt Edie shook her head. My grandfather was born in 1893 at Chute, a remnant Victorian goldfield town about 65 kilometres west of Ballarat. These were uncertain times. The gold boom of the previous decades had been followed by the inevitable bust. Property prices plunged. Banks collapsed and foreign capital evaporated. In May 1893, in a drastic attempt to staunch the economic bleeding and arrest the run on funds, the Victorian government declared a five-day bank holiday. Not everyone complied. According to a Reserve Bank publication,